coast to coast and border to border. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Todd Starnes Radio Program. What an honor to have you with us today, getting ready for Thanksgiving across the Fruited Plain, and we're certainly doing that here on our program, broadcasting today from our great affiliate in the state of Georgia, WDUN. Fine folks here in Gainesville, Georgia, up in the North Georgia Mountains. And folks, got a lot going on this hour of the show. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this if you want to call in. It is a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go right to the newsmaker line to two of the ladies I just love the most in life. They're just such a lot of fun. They are blessed with a lot of common sense. Our good friends Diamond and Silk. Ladies, how's it going?
Oh, everything's going well.
Magnificent.
Yes.
It's been a long time. Yes. Been a long time.
Yes, it has.
Ladies, before we get to the issues at hand, we have had a running survey through most of the show. Probably the most important poll question that could be asked. Is it cornbread stuffing or cornbread dressing at your house, or is it stuffing at your house on Thanksgiving?
We call it dressing.
Dressing.
We call it dressing.
We don't call it stuffing. And we don't do our stuff from the box. It's like the homemade dressing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like the cornbread dressing.
That's right. It's been in the family for years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and look, that's the problem. Living in New York City, ladies, they didn't have dressing. They didn't know what I was talking about, when you asked for dressing in New York City. They don't get it.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. Because they say stuffing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and most people, they eat pumpkin pie, but we love sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie.
and we make sure to take the eggshells off of the egg before putting it in the potato salad.
That's right. You got to know how to do that potato salad right.
That's right.
But we're not going to do ham and chitlins this year because that'll make it pressurized. We're going to have turkey and dressing.
That's right.
Oh, that's
the Democrats is doing enough of making our pressure rise already. So
we don't need to add to it with the ham.
That's right.
And the chitlins.
Wow. All right. You know what? There needs to be like a contest. Thanksgiving with Diamond and Silk. I mean,
it'll be fun.
Oh, yes, it will.
Could you imagine? That's like the place to be at Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. Well, we're going to have family and just our loved ones. And we like to have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
And catch up on a lot of things. You know, we've traveled the whole year.
Every week.
I don't know how y'all have done
that. I'm so happy to be back in pocket and back
What
at
was
home.
Your, you know, again, you have been, you guys have been all over the country. And what mm-hmm. has been your impression? What's the takeaway from your journeys?
Well, I'm telling you, this month, there's something brewing mm-hmm. up under the underground. And I tell you, people are tired of these Democrats.
That's right.
They're tired of the way that they operate, how they abuse their power. They're sick of it.
Yeah.
And we even have Democrats that didn't vote for Donald Trump that mm-hmm. said, you know what? I have no other choice but to vote for him this time.
That's
because
right.
Because I don't want what's being done to him being done to us.
That's right. So they're actually turning out to be the gift to keep on giving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, they're showing their true hands. They're showing their true colors. And people are seeing them exactly for who they are. They're nothing but liars and crooks.
That's right.
And people are seeing that.
There's a new survey that came out Friday. A Rasmussen poll shows mm-hmm. that black likely voters, they approve Trump at 34%. I know the mainstream media is just shocked here.
Todd, I'm telling you something is brewing. The left-wing media don't want to pick up on it. They think we're crazy. Mm-hmm. You had Don Lemon calling people mentally ill if they believe Trump. I mean, just think about some things. People are seeing this.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they see a president being railroaded, most minorities know what it feels like for them or even somebody they know or our ancestors to be railroaded.
That's
they
right.
don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So they can relate to President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that 34%. Now, if that poll is telling you that, it's probably much higher.
That's right.
And that's an interesting point you brought up, because there is another poll out, the Emerson poll, and their numbers are just about the same as the Rasmussen poll. And ladies, I think at the end of the day, people understand, you know, there's been that call to get off the Democrat plantation.
That's right.
And people have done that.
That's right. And then we were looking at something with Elizabeth Warren, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
She was at, I believe this was a black college.
Mm-hmm.
And she started talking about, telling a story about stuff that happened back in 1881.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell me, how in the heck is that going to help black America? You see, but you see how they want to paint you as a victim, re-victimize you based on what your ancestors been through to try to get a vote.
That's
this
right.
This is what they do to pander for black people. But I believe black people are woke.
Yeah.
You have black voices for Trump out there. People not taking it no more. And people are tired of these Democrat rats.
That's right.
I mean, this really is the ultimate nightmare for the Democrats, because people are waking up and they're understanding, wait a second, this party has done absolutely nothing for us, and yet Donald Trump is delivering on every single one of his campaign promises.
And look at them, who they're advocating for.
Mm-hmm.
They're advocating for illegal aliens to have free medical.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't you know, if you go give illegal aliens free medical, you go want us to pay for our medical, and then we got to pay for illegal aliens' medical.
Yeah.
The same Obamacare that said that they was going to penalize us for not having it, but you're going to give that all away free. To illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that for a minute. When you have them on stage advocating for socialism, demeaning and vilifying people that have gotten rich, don't you understand that the rich are the ones that create the jobs?
Mm-hmm.
So why are you demonizing them? So what you're doing is you're telling people they can't obtain the American dream, because when
right.
you do, we're going to demonize and vilify you for it.
And the sad thing is the ones that's vilifying and demonizing people for being rich, they rich.
Yep.
That's a fair point. I want to ask y'all about another poll. Jen Kearns from TheHill.com was on the show in the last segment. This is from Rasmussen Reports. They're saying that if the president is forced out of office by impeachment, that they believe his removal will lead to violence in the streets. I mean, are you hearing that?
We believe that, too.
Yeah.
And the political streets are talking. And they need to be really cautious how they treat this president. The mistreatment, the lies, the allegations, accusations without accurate information, people are tired of it. President Trump have those that you see and those that you don't see that really support and love him. And they don't like how he's being treated. So they need to be really cautious about how they try to go against the will of 60-some million people that voted him in and think they just going to throw him out for no reason,
okay.
all because of some hearsay, when we all know that hearsay is inadmissible in court. So why are they allowing it to play out in Congress?
That's right. That's absolutely. And see, people have awakened to everything that's going on. You know, they are trying to silence Diamond and Silk. And now they're trying to silence our president. They're interfering in the election by trying to censor even political speech. And people are seeing exactly what's going on. So I'm glad for social media so that people can see alternative media instead of the narrative that the fake news wants you to think is happening. People are seeing it exactly with their own two eyes, and they're hearing it with their own ears to see exactly what's been going on. So please, the Democrats need to be cautious. They really need to tread lightly, and they need to push back the establishment. And I'm not just talking about the Democrats. I'm talking about the Republicans, too. That's part of the Democrat rats. They are the deep state snakes. They need to pull back on this, because we have a president in there that's doing something. And look, he's not just doing it for one set of people or one group of people. He's doing it for all people, including black America.
Mm-hmm.
So they really need to take a step back and stop pushing the button on this right here, because what they're doing is just really, it's going to be like an uprising that's going on in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you, ladies. I hear it from folks. We've been doing a lot of traveling around the country, and I'm hearing the same things you're hearing. I think people are just fed up, and they understand what's going on here. They understand what the media is trying to do. They understand what the Democrats are trying to do. And I think it's a very, very bad path for them to go down.
Right, it is. It's a very bad path to go down, and why do you want to destroy the country? And see, I want people to understand, whenever you see the Democrats doing this kind of playing these games and using these type of tactics, there is something they don't want the American people to see, as something huge. I want people to understand that these people up in Congress, especially these Democrats, they make a lot of their money off the oppression of the American people. You see, when you see them advocating for our borders being wide open, they want people to be on more drugs, so they don't care about people being on opioids. When they want wars to continue that we should have ended a long time ago, people are making money off of this here.
Big money.
You know, it's not their child at war. It's our children that's at war. Mm-hmm. You know, the illegal aliens aren't affecting their children. They affect our loved ones. Mm-hmm. You sort of see what I'm saying? So when you see these people advocating for all of this foolishness, for socialism, let me tell you something. People are not flocking to the borders of Venezuela. They flock to the borders of the United States of America to attain the American dream. A lot of these people that come from these countries as communists that believe in all of this socialism, they don't want this stuff to happen here, but you have these Democrats pushing for socialism. Mm-hmm. So people's eyes are open.
Yep.
Their ears are open.
Listening.
They hear, they're listening, they see this, and they don't want this type of foolishness going on in our country.
All right. Well, ladies, we're going to have to leave it there. Look, I hope you get some downtime and enjoy a break with the family here.
Most definitely, Top. But can I just also say that on December the 5th, Diamond and Silk is going to be making a huge announcement December the 5th at 11:22 a.m. So just stay tuned to all of our social media sites. We're going to come on live December the 5th at 11:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we just have a big, huge announcement that we just want to tell and make to everybody.
Yes.
Can you give us like a hint, a clue?
Well, you know we don't spill the beans until the beans are cooked, Todd.
That's right.
Now, we've been seasoning them up.
That's right.
And been cooking them, and we'll serve them on December the 5th at 11:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I'm ready for lunch now. We've been talking about sweet potato pie and dressing and now seasoned beans. All right. Diamond Silk, hope you have a blessed and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. December 5th, folks. And Diamond and Silk, they don't mess around. When they have a big announcement, it's like a huge announcement. And I wish they would tell us what it is, but we don't know. So we'll have to tune in on December 5th. We'll try to get it back on the show that day as well. And maybe they might be able to expand a little bit on whatever big news they have. We've got to take a break here. When we come back, look, here's the trivia question. If you know the answer, give us a call. We have some folks already on the line. The oldest Thanksgiving Day parade in the nation, located in which American city? The oldest Thanksgiving Day parade in the country. What American city is that located in? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people, like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of Champions for Christ by texting GIVE to 839-858.
For me, Truett means opportunities.
Truett means an adventure, place where I can grow and become more like Jesus.
This is somewhere I belong.
To me, Truett is like a home far away from home.
Everyone is family from all different walks of life and from all over the world.
To me, Truett means a second home.
Truett McConnell University is home for me.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and now you know why I love Truett McConnell University.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of champions for Christ at liberty.edu/starnes.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving,
it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
In the oracle is the mystery of Messiah's return. Now, Messiah, Jesus, said to the Jewish people that they had to receive him, they had to bless him before he would come again. He said it in Jerusalem, so they had to be in Jerusalem. But for 2,000 years, the Jewish people were scattered from Israel and from Jerusalem. They longed to return, but they couldn't. For 2,000 years, other people had Jerusalem. In 1948, Israel came back into the world, but it didn't have Jerusalem. But they have to come back to Jerusalem for Messiah to come. But amazing, the mystery of the Jubilee pinpoints 1967 as the Jubilee year, the year that they have to return. Israel didn't plan it, but they end up being thrust into it, and they ended up entering the gates of their ancient city. When God says something, it will come true.
What you have just heard comes from the book The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Let's get right to the phones. Joy, listening to us in Jefferson County, Alabama. Joy, how are you today?
I'm fine, Todd. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
I just wanted to make a comment. I've been watching, and I thought, you know, we'll just call them the left at the moment, or however you want to describe the people that hate the police and the border patrol and ICE and all those entities that are trying to keep law and order. If the Democrats ever get back into the White House, you can be assured they will then make those people that they have been criticizing the new door kickers for the political people that they do not like. So the fact of, you know, whether you want to turn your guns over or not, they're coming to take them. I mean, that's basically what they're going to do. They're going to make the cops then be the bad guys to the good guys.
Joy, just about everybody in cable media was, when Beto O'Rourke came out and said, hell yeah, we're going to get your guns, you know, everybody in the mainstream media said, "Oh, that's just Beto. He's not speaking for the party." I think he was, Joy. I think he really does represent mainstream thinking among the Democrats.
They do. They want the populace to be disarmed. That way, we don't have a whole lot of chance of fighting back about anything. I mean, not necessarily with our government, but God forbid that were to happen someday. At least some of us might stand a chance. I mean, I wouldn't, but I mean, that's what they keep missing about the Second Amendment. It was not written for hunters.
That's
it was
true.
Written for tyrannical governments.
That's you're
and if we
absolutely.
Don't, if we don't have one now, I've never seen one.
Yeah. No, I understand exactly what you're saying, and you're right. The reason we have the Second Amendment is to make sure that what's happening in Venezuela doesn't happen here. What's happening in Hong Kong doesn't happen here on American soil. This is a huge issue. And Joy, I'm telling you, every single election matters from here on out. Every single one.
Yeah. Well, I call a lot of people that I'm not even, they're not even my state representatives. And I don't mean in D.C. I'm talking about here in Alabama. I call I do call the D.C. people too, not just my representatives there, but I call the gambit on the right. And I say, look, y'all better vote these red flag laws down. Don't do this. Don't take the money. Because that's what they're doing. The federal government's yep. offering the states money to create these red flag laws. And then what they're going to do is they're just going to bust in everybody's door, whether you've got guns or not. You know, and they're going to wreck your house. And
that's already happened. And that's already happened in a couple of cities where, you know, innocent people were targeted, you know, again, by law enforcement. It was unintentional, but that's what happened. And we cannot allow that to happen. Joy, great call. I want you to give us a holler back sometime soon. Thank you for listening to the show. I do understand we have someone who wants to answer the trivia question. Let's go to Steve, listening to the live stream from California. Hi, Steve. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right, Steve, here was the question of the day. The oldest Thanksgiving Day parade in the nation, where was that parade located? What American city? New York, Boston, or Philadelphia?
Philadelphia.
And you are correct. Yes. Congratulations, yeah. Steve. It was indeed Philadelphia. They called it the Gimbel's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Now, if you watch the original oh, goodness gracious. The original Christmas. What was the Christmas movie? Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I know the Thanksgiving Day Parade was in Christmas Vacation, but I don't know if that's the one you're talking about.
No, not Christmas Vacation.
Miracle on 34th
Street. Miracle on 34th Street. Thank you very much, Steve. I was having a brain freeze there. Gimbel's was the competitive department store to Macy's. So, and they had the better Santa Claus. So, well, congratulations, Steve. You are going to win a signed copy of my newest book, Culture Jihad. And don't go anywhere. We're going to put you on hold, and Avery's going to get all of your contact information. That parade, by the way, started back in 1920, ladies and gentlemen. So, we may have another trivia question coming up in just a few moments. Liz Harrington from the RNC is going to drop by, plus your telephone calls as well. All sorts of great stuff happening. ToddStearns.com, the website. Be sure to subscribe to our free podcast while you're there. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Richard Land, president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. Welcome to Bringing Every Thought Captive. Yesterday, we shared the origins of Thanksgiving in 1621 as our Pilgrim Fathers gave thanks to God for their survival in the New England wilderness with the generous help of Native Americans. Philip Edward Winslow drew the following portrait of this first Pilgrim's Thanksgiving, and I quote, "Our harvest being gathered in, our governor sent four men on fowling or bird hunting so that we might, after a special manner, rejoice together after we had gathered the first fruit of our labors. They four in one day killed as much fowl as served the company almost a week. Many of the Indians came amongst us, and their greatest king, Massasoit, with some 90 men, whom for 3 days we entertained and feasted, and they went out and killed 5 deer, which they brought. By the goodness of God, we are far from want. In 1777, in the midst of the American Revolution, the first official national Thanksgiving celebration was declared by the new nation that had declared its independence from Britain the year before. In October 1789, the head of the recently founded new federal government, George Washington, issued the first presidential Thanksgiving proclamation as a day of thanks to that, quote, great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be. President Washington went on to declare that both houses of Congress asked him to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness, end quote. For more information about Southern Evangelical Seminary, go to ses.edu. This is Richard Land.
Queen Jezebel was an incredibly evil and demonically controlled woman. She lived 3,000 years ago. But that same demonic power that operated through her back then, that spirit of Jezebel, is at work in America today. One thing that happens with a radical, extreme feminist spirit, like the spirit of Jezebel, it wants to make men into women and women into men. It declares in that sense a war on gender. And boy, are we seeing that today, from little children in schools being told that maybe they're boys and girls' bodies or girls and boys' bodies, for an attack just on sexual differences, for an attack on gender distinctions. It's an all-out war on gender, and it's trying to impose on people things that they are not. It's the spirit of Jezebel, that same demonic attack. It's not just natural, it's spiritual. This is Dr. Michael Brown. To get your copy of my new book, Jezebel's War with America, go to jezebelswarwithamerica.com.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
One of the mysteries in the Oracle is the mystery of the world ruler. Whenever God brings his people back to the land, he always has a world ruler to sanction him. And when the first return, it was King Cyrus was the world ruler. And in the 20th century, first it was Great Britain, the Prime Minister, Lloyd George, he was the world ruler who sanctioned it. In the time of Israel's birth, it was Harry Truman, President Truman was the world ruler. And now it has been Donald Trump, the one who recognized Israel, he's a world ruler. What does the name Donald mean from Donald Trump? It means world ruler. You see, nothing's an accident. His parents named him that for such a time as this. So with you, nothing's an accident. God has called you for such a time as this, and isn't God amazing?
What you have just heard comes from the book The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of champions for Christ by texting GIVE to 839-858.
For me, Truett means opportunities.
Truett means an adventure, place where I can grow and become more like Jesus.
This is somewhere I belong.
To me, Truett is like a home far away from home.
Everyone is family from all different walks of life and from all over the world.
To me, Truett means a second home.
Truett McConnell University is home for me.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and now you know why I love Truett McConnell University. We're going to knock out a couple of the trivia questions before we get to Liz Harrington. So if you know the answer to any of these, give us a call here. Here is the question. There was an iconic brand that was created as a result of leftover turkey dinners. Was it Pepto-Bismol? Was it Stretchy Pants? Or was it TV dinners? an iconic brand created as a result of leftover turkey dinners? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And our second question, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade did not start out as a celebration of Thanksgiving. What were they celebrating in the streets of New York back in the day? All right, so we'll get to your calls in just a moment. But right now, to the Newsmaker line we go, our good friend from the RNC, their incredible spokesperson, Liz Harrington. Liz, hope you're doing good. Getting ready for Thanksgiving, I imagine.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
Of course, you must get tired of turkey because you have to deal with these Democrats and the leftist media. A lot of turkeys over there at MSNBC.
That's true. That's very true. But no, I'm looking forward to the holidays. I just heard that the Democrats are going to be working through their 10-day vacation to try to get impeachment by Christmas. So they clearly have their priorities straight over there.
Liz, I was reading the Vanity Fair story. They are just in a they're in a tizzy over there. Vanity Fair says that new polling suggests that the Democrats' impeachment push could alienate key voters. Well, I think even Nancy Pelosi could have told them that. But, you know, the leftists of the party, they are adamant here. They're sticking with the plan.
Right. And that's why she's got such a mess on her hands here by announcing impeachment by press conference before seeing any evidence, before seeing the transcript. That's what got her and her, you know, 31 Democrats who sit in Trump 1 districts into this jam. And the American people don't want this. They want Congress to do their job. And they only have 8 days left in session this year. And what are they doing? Not jobs, not USMCA, not infrastructure, not health care, not anything for us, not anything for the people. They're pursuing their endless political vendetta and crusade to overturn the results of 2016. It's really sad, but it's going to cost them next year at the ballot box.
No doubt about it. And even more than that, even more, I think, frightening for them than the impeachment numbers are these polls that have come out, Rasmussen and Emerson, and their polling shows that among black voters, they approve of Trump at around 34%. These are really solid numbers. And if they hold true till Election Day, this could be a nightmare for Democrats.
Absolutely. And it's because the president has delivered. And he said, what do you have to lose? Well, now we've seen that the president delivered on that. Now we have so much more to gain. I mean, you've had historic lows for African Americans, for Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, women, generational low unemployment. It's been absolutely amazing. People getting off the sidelines, getting back into this economy. It's really starting to work for everyone. And what the Democrats have done, nothing. I mean, the Democrats have promised Americans and voters for decades empty promises. It's not about delivering results. It's all about holding on to their own power. And we've seen the destruction and Democrat-held cities where they've had one-party rule for decades, and they've just never delivered for their constituents. And now President Trump, an outsider, only been in office less than 3 years, and look at all the amazing gains we've made. It's truly incredible, and people are responding, and we see it all across the board. And we have such a better message. We have a record of results. And what do the Democrats have? They've completely... And they've lied to their voters. I mean, they've lied to different constituencies for decades, but they especially lied as well to the so-called moderates. You know, they ran on getting things done in Congress in 2018. They ran on issues like health care and infrastructure and doing things for their constituents, and they've done none of that. And people see through that, and you bet they're going to have a real big problem, the Democrats, next year. And you look at polls like that, and look at the people that are coming over to our side because they see a president who's only interested in putting the country first and putting Americans first. And it's so refreshing to see Democrats. They've sold out their voters and they've sold out the country. And it's all about power for them.
Liz, I want to ask you about this interview that Will Hurd, the outgoing Republican congressman from Texas, had to say. He was on PBS, Margaret Hoover's show. And he says that that Republicans need to start making changes in the face in the faces that represent the party. Says if they don't do that, there won't be a Republican Party in America. What do you make of this? What do you make of this line of thinking here?
Well, I think we do have a diverse group of thought. We have a diverse group of different young representatives. You look at Elise Stefanik, who's done an amazing job throughout this impeachment show trial. And you have young women. She's in charge of, has a great group all about recruiting young women, Republican women to run for office. I think it's always important to get people of all ages, race, and religions involved in our politics, because it's all about putting the country first, and it's all about getting back to Washington to work for everyone. And I think we do have the winning ideas. We do have a winning message. And I think we don't play the identity politics game. That's what the Democrats do. We run on issues. We run on our great history. We run on the economy. We run on ideas, and our ideas are better than the Democrats, and you've seen that on full display. And it kind of goes back into your last question about Democrats have really taken people for granted. They only see you as, you know, checking a box, and they take you for granted. Republicans don't take voters for granted, and we're not just going to put you into one little group here based on your sex or your race or your religion. No, we see the whole voter. We see the whole individual, and that's what our message is all about. And so that's what we run on, and that's what we win on.
And I think an argument could be made, Liz, that when you look at places like Texas and Georgia and some of those, you know, Republican strongholds, I mean, the reason why they may be wobbling towards purple is because of the voters, the leftist voters, leaving places like California and New York.
Yes.
and bringing their politics with them.
And you look at, you know, Texas is a perfect example. And when you don't look at, you know, the individual based on race or sex or gender, you look at what the ideas are. Look at President Trump went into El Paso. 50% of that crowd at his rally a couple months earlier this year were Hispanic. A quarter of them were registered Democrats. A quarter were registered independents. So you had a minority representative of registered Republicans. It's because the ideas are working. It's because people do want strong borders. They do want rule of law. They don't want lawlessness, and they don't want welfare for people who broke the law and stepped one foot in this country and, you know, bypassed the thousands of people throughout the world that have been waiting for years in line. I mean, people want the rule of law. That's why they come to this country, and they want fairness and justice. And that's what the Republican Party stands for. And you increasingly, you see the Democrats embracing radical left-wing socialism of open borders, lawlessness, sanctuary cities. I mean, you see the stuff that's going on in some of these states. You mentioned California, and people are fleeing it, but they're bringing their dangerous ideologies with them to other states. And the problem is that they've completely ruined some of these cities. It's absolutely appalling to see. It's really, and that's why we can't let them turn the country into California.
No, we can't. And I just, you know, again, on the congressional level, there's no reason why Republicans can't see some sort of gains in places like California based on, you know,
absolutely,
what we've seen down there. I mean, it's just third world conditions in some of those major cities. Liz, we're going to have to leave it there. Great stuff. And look, hope you and your family have a very happy, blessed Thanksgiving.
You too, Todd. Have a very good Thanksgiving, and to all your listeners as well.
All right. Liz Harrington, ladies and gentlemen, doing a terrific job out there. And it is, I just can't stress this enough, folks. What happens in 2020 will determine the fate of the country, no doubt about it. And this polling from Rasmussen, I am curious your take on that, because among Republican voters, 60% of Republicans say they do fear violence if President Trump is forced out of office by the Democrats. Do you buy into that? Do you see a time in America where you would see people rising up in the streets to protest if President Trump was removed from office? We're going to take a break here, and I want to take some of your calls on this on the other side. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Be sure to check out ToddStearns.com during this commercial break. Get yourself a free subscription to our Toddcast podcast. All 3 hours of our radio program, you'll be able to listen to it on your own time, wherever you want to, free of charge, ToddStearns.com. We'll be right back.
You're with Todd Starnes.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving,
it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reeves. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of champions for Christ at liberty.edu/starnes.
For me, Truett means opportunities.
Truett means an adventure.
Place where I can grow and become more like Jesus.
This is somewhere I belong.
To me, Truett is like a home far away from home.
Everyone is family from all different walks of life and from all over the world.
To me, Truett means a second home.
Truett McConnell University is home for me.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and now you know why I love Truett McConnell University.
And now, Jonathan Kahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
One of the mysteries that the Oracle reveals is that of things yet to come. And one of the secrets of the end times that it's revealed is that everything has to return to where it was at the beginning. Now, in the beginning of the age, everything went out from Jerusalem. The Jewish people went out, the church went out, the age went out from Jerusalem. Why? Because someone else went out from Jerusalem, Messiah. He departed Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, and everything's going to follow him. So now we've been watching as the Jewish people are returned to Israel, to Jerusalem. The world is returning. Why? Because someone else is returning to Jerusalem, the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus. See, he's the missing piece. Everything is leading up to him, even our lives, everything. He's the missing piece to our lives and to everything else.
What you have just heard comes from the book The Oracle by Jonathan Kahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of champions for Christ by texting GIVE to 839-858.
guys, I'm curious. Turn your microphones on, Caleb Avery. Do you guys get into the Hallmark Christmas movies?
No.
What?
I'm forced to by my parents. I'm forced to because when I come home from, you know, like from school, I come from home from classes around 6 usually.
Right.
And that's what they got on.
The Hallmark.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly enough, Northeast Georgia, which is where we are based right now here at WDUN, is become a little bit of a hot spot for Hallmark. They filmed a couple of Christmas movies in Dahlonega, just northwest of us here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Gold Rush country.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And, you know, they filmed one in Memphis, my hometown, over at Graceland.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
And it was like they filmed the Christmas. It was like snowing at Graceland, and it was like in the summertime. It was like 300 degrees. It's terrible.
And they're on those big fur coats or whatever because it's winter in the movie.
You see, here in the South, we just call fake snow snow.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
because it's about the only snow we ever see.
Well, you know, I mean, if there's frost in the jungle room at Graceland, you know, it's cold. It's cold out there. I'm just saying. Well, Caleb, I was just shocked. You were just like, matter of fact, no.
No, I don't like them. I don't like them, man. I there are Christmas movies I like. Like, I really like, you know, like Home Alone. I like It's a Wonderful Life. Christmas Vacation is my favorite Christmas movie. Okay.
Can I just say, I love Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
That's a great one. But I got to tell you, fellas, the thing that gets me, it's the sequels. I mean, just leave Home Alone alone.
The Home Alone 2 was Lost in New York was okay. But then, yeah, everything else after that, nothing.
Well, once you get to Home Alone 3, it becomes a little less impressive when Macaulay Culkin is defeating these bad guys as a high schooler.
Yeah, if you're 17 years old and you're Home Alone, you know, it's okay. It's not as entertaining.
No, yeah, exactly.
Hey, let's go to the phones. I think we have someone who wants to answer our trivia question. Alan from Idaho. Alan, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Todd.
Wonderful.
Thank you for asking.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You know, by the way, we were in that last segment, we were talking about all these liberals moving to conservative areas. And I was reading something a couple of weeks ago about the folks in Idaho. You guys are dealing with that same issue.
Oh, we are, big time. Large influx coming in from California and the left coast.
And the issue here is we were talking, I'll never forget this. This was about a year ago. We had a guy from one of our North Carolina stations in Moorhead City and said, you know what, we welcome everybody down here, but you got to leave your politics where you came from.
Amen to that.
I mean, you know, he just said what everybody was thinking, so it's kind of true. All right, well, you wanted to win a prize here. We were talking about an iconic brand that was created as a result of leftover turkey dinners, and we needed to know, was it the Pepto-Bismol brand, was it TV dinners, or was it the stretchy pants?
Well, I heard previously that it was the TV dinners.
And you would be absolutely correct. Yes, TV dinners came about because of a screw-up. Somebody made a mistake and ordered too many frozen turkeys over at Swanson Foods. And they had 260 tons worth of turkeys, Alan, and that's a lot of turkey.
That's a lot of turkey.
So there was a guy by the name of Jerry Thomas. This is a true story. He is a salesman. So, you know, he's on the road all the time, flying from here, you know, wherever. And they would always serve these little prepackaged dinners on trays on the airplane. And that's how he came up with the idea. And so the first year they sold a million frozen turkey dinners.
That's the true definition of resourcefulness.
Well, you've got that right. So I'm not too sure I'm a big fan of TV dinners, but that's how it started, thanks to a bunch of turkeys. Well, look, Alan.
I did have plenty of them when I was a kid.
Well, you know, we were coming up on the tail end of that in the 70s when I was born. But, yeah, I've had my – you know, I used to hate the peas and carrots. I still cringe every time I see peas and carrots. And that Salisbury steak.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That was it. That was the the staple was Salisbury steak.
You know, Alan, right now, Avery, our call screener, who is, you know, wasn't even born then, he's looking at us like, what are these guys talking about? These kids. What are they teaching the kids in school these days, Alan?
I know.
All right, Alan, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold. Don't go anywhere. Avery's going to pick up the phone. And yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You got it. He's going to get all your particulars there. Congratulations, and always great to be able to share some prizes with folks. By the way, folks, coming up on Wednesday's edition of the show, we're going to spend the entire last hour of the program. We're going to play trivia. It's going to be an opportunity for you to win some prizes. We're going to have a lot of fun, share a lot of laughs as we get ready to kick into high gear with the with Thanksgiving on Thursday. Look, coming up tomorrow, very excited. Congressman Louie Gohmert from the great state of Texas is going to drop by. Also, our good friend Robin Walensky. Now, Robin filled in for us. Now, Caleb, Robin came up to Gainesville to do the show. Is that right?
She did. She sat right in that chair you're in right now.
Wow. You know, we've known each other for, almost 20 years. I mean, we have been through the wars together. And she's a lot of fun. We're going to have her on. She's going to be doing a regular segment with us. She's going to be talking about media bias, and we'll have some fun with Robin. And also, on Wednesday, our good friend David Barton is going to be here from Wall Builders, and we're going to talk about the founding of Thanksgiving. What was behind Thanksgiving, the holiday, and he's going to cut through all the stuff the liberals want you to believe about Thanksgiving and tell us what Thanksgiving is really all about. All right, I've got about a minute here. I've got to get this in. Folks, we are launching our Christmas store over at toddstearns.com, and a lot of great things for you to check out there. Copies of our books. A lot of stuff is discounted because of the Christmas season, and we really hope that you take advantage of all of that. T-shirts, coffee mugs, tumblers, hats, books, you name it, we've got it. All sorts of great stuff. toddstearns.com. Order it now so you can get it in time for Christmas. All right, it's been a lot of fun. I want to thank our producer, JP, our engineer, Caleb, Avery, our call screener. Been a great day, folks. toddstearns.com, our website. Be sure to check that out, and we will be right back tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody.
This is Frank Affney with the Secure Freedom Minute. As the Chinese Communist Party boa constrictor inexorably tightens its lethal grip on Hong Kong, the United States government has finally expressed its unequivocal support for that territory's freedom fighters. In a unanimous vote in the Senate on Tuesday and a nearly unanimous one in the House yesterday, Congress has served notice on Beijing that there will be serious financial costs should it deny Hong Kong people the liberties they have courageously demanded since last spring. It now falls to President Trump to sign the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act into law. Given the veto-proof margins that Bill enjoyed in both houses, it will be enacted, even if he declines to do so. But Mr. Trump must seize the opportunity now, as an NBA manager famously, if briefly, urged a few months ago to fight for freedom. Stand with Hong Kong. This is Frank Affney.
Should we really pray for everyone, including those who persecute us? Hello, I'm Sam Rohr with another Stand in the Gap Minute. American pastor Andrew Brunson was held captive in a Turkish prison for his faith in Christ for 2 years. His case led to a direct intervention from the U.S. government to secure Brunson's release. And despite his persecution, he often prayed for his captor, saying, "The way I survived was by just spending hours in prayer." When we pray for those who oppose us, we are not only changing them, we're also changing ourselves. Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 6, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Following his command often transforms both those who oppose us and our attitude toward them. Just as Christ interceded for us while we were yet sinners, he calls us to intercede for others who have offended us. Doing so reflects a life truly changed by Christ. Discover more at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.